The new book, The New Mediterranean Jewish Table, is an authoritative guide to Jewish home cooking from North Africa, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Spain, Portugal, and the Middle East. It is a treasury filled with vibrant seasonal recipes, both classic and updated, that embrace fresh fruits and vegetables, grains, small portions of meat, poultry, and fish, and a healthy mix of herbs and spices. Again, the name of the book is The New Mediterranean Jewish Table, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the author Joyce Goldstein to the roundtable this morning.
I'm delighted to be here, Joe.
Thank you very much. Very nice to have you. You are a cooking teacher, a consultant to the restaurant and food industries, and certainly the author of many, many cookbooks. What brought you to the Mediterranean Jewish Table?
When I had my restaurant, Square One, in San Francisco in about, 1988, some of my customers said, Passover is coming. We don't want to do the cooking. We want you to do it. And because Square One was a Mediterranean restaurant, I didn't want to cook Eastern European Ashkenazi food. I wanted to stay in the area of our expertise. So I started doing a lot of research about foods from the Middle East and North Africa and Spain and all those countries, and put together a series of menus. So for about 9 or 10 years, for a week at Passover, we cooked only Jewish food from the Mediterranean. And people loved it. And at one point, I just thought, I really want to put all of this into one big book because the food is so delicious.
Why do you think that it has been really not thought of as part of the Jewish cooking tradition for so long?
Well, you know, most of the Jews that came to the United States were from Eastern Europe, the Ashkenazi Jews. And they were a very closed community, and their food was sort of cold weather food, a lot of meat and potatoes, a couple of root vegetables, nothing really very healthy. It isn't a very healthy diet, but that's what they ate, and that's what got all the attention as they settled here in the East, and the East being a media hub, all this information of that's what Jewish food is. So people really didn't know about the food of the Jews of the Mediterranean, who were leading long, healthy lives, eating a delicious Mediterranean diet. And only recently, since Israeli chefs are starting to get attention, are people becoming aware of the fact that, yes, there's incredible Jewish food all around the Mediterranean, and why don't we add this to our table?
What are the things that you feel are essential to adding to that table?
Well, I think a balance. I think it can't be all meat and potatoes. My father died of a heart attack at 47, and a lot of my friends' fathers, too, were ill. It's sort of a coronary diet, and I'm a firm believer in the Mediterranean diet. Everybody knows that it's the healthiest diet. And it's varied. I mean, you can take a simple piece of chicken and by using herbs and some spices, have a very interesting meal as opposed to something sort of bland and boring and heavy. And so instead of cooking potato latkes and brisket, you can be cooking a whole variety of stews that have a lot of vegetables with a little bit of meat for flavor. You can do many vegetable main courses. I mean, the Jews in the Mediterranean were not wealthy, so a lot of their food was vegetarian, and then they only had meat on special occasions, which is a good way to eat, you know, very healthy.
Very much a seasonal recipes included.
Oh, absolutely, because everything is fresh. You see, again, it doesn't matter if your food is in season with the Ashkenazi diet, since it's meat and potatoes, they're around all the time. But when I go to the farmer's market on Saturday, as I did this week, and saw rhubarb and artichokes and asparagus, I can go to my book and find a delicious salmon with rhubarb and tomato sauce. I can find artichokes cooked in citrus juices and asparagus with a green tahini sauce. So I'm off and running because I'm a great believer in cooking with fresh ingredients, seasonal, local, and the Mediterranean diet is set up that way. So, of course, this is a better option for a more varied diet.
As many people are preparing for their Passover dinners, and given that you have worked on this in your restaurant for so many years, as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, what should go into that, and how do you think people can integrate this Mediterranean cuisine into their their Passover
feast?
Well,
it's perfectly easy. Instead of doing matzo ball soup, they can do chicken soup with little chicken dumplings that the Italian Jews cook. Instead of doing gefilte fish, which is everybody doesn't really love, they could do Tunisian fish balls or cook that salmon with the tomato rhubarb sauce. Instead of having brisket, they can have a delicious lamb stew with raisins and almonds or with green garlic, one from Turkey, which is just delicious, or a chicken with apricots and tomatoes from Iran, which is stunning. And then they can have any number of seasonal vegetables, because right now all of the good ones are coming into season, asparagus, artichokes, peas, favas. It's bonanza at the market. And for dessert, they can do some strawberries with a little bit of blood orange juice and one of the wonderful Passover cakes. There's one with hazelnuts, there's one with almonds and orange, and there's a walnut cake from Greece. So they can pick any of these wonderful cakes that are simple, that can be made the day before, and just serve a little fresh fruit with it, because the Seder is a very filling meal.
Mm. Of course, it's also a meal that is very much steeped in tradition. So sometimes it is hard to change what we're going to prepare if we've prepared it for so many years.
Well, I think you can change a couple of courses instead of, you know, maybe stay with what you do in the beginning and just change the main course, give up the brisket, or keep the brisket and change the first courses. But I think if the food is delicious, no one will mind. It's time often to set a new tradition. I mean, there's certain holidays, you know how families are, like at Thanksgiving. God forbid you didn't serve the turkey. You'd be fired, right? But I think you can take liberties with dessert or the liberties with the side dishes. I think there's always a way to introduce new food if it's delicious, and people will set new traditions for their families.
So for a Joyce Goldstein Seder, what could we expect?
Well, I am serving asparagus soup. I am going to serve fish with green tahini sauce. And, well, we have the most gorgeous asparagus now, so I have to serve those. And I'm making the Turkish lamb with green garlic, because green garlic is at our market, and it's really delicious. And I'll have, I'm going to do the orange and almond cake, the Sephardic orange and almond cake, where the orange is cooked until it's soft and pureed and folded in with almonds and eggs, and you know, you beat the whites separately. And it's a cake that is better made the day before. So there's so much cooking to be done at the Seder that anything you can do ahead of time is great. I can do tomato rhubarb sauce the day before. I can make the stew the day before and reheat it, and spend some time preparing the little Passover plate with the hard-boiled egg and the greens and the bones, and do it right.
The subtitle of the book is Old World Recipes for the Modern Home. Was it at all difficult for you to take some of those older recipes and convert them to a more modern lifestyle?
No, because having been a chef for many years, when I look at a recipe that is well-meaning but badly organized, I can organize it so that the things are done in the proper sequence, things that can be done ahead or done ahead. Sometimes when you read an old-fashioned recipe, they had nothing else to do. They could cook all day long. But you don't want to look at the third paragraph and say, oh, my God, I should have done that yesterday. So I reorganized some of them. And then also, our modern palate is a little souped up. We, you know, Mexican one night and Thai the next. So a lot of this food is delicious, but I increased, say, the cinnamon, or I added a little lemon to it, but I perked it up a bit so that it fits more with our modern eclectic palate.
The name of the book is The New Mediterranean Jewish Table, Old World Recipes for the Modern Home. It is published by the University of California Press, a beautiful looking book as well. Joyce, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's been fun to talk to you.
Great
Thanks.
Pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book, The New Mediterranean Jewish Table by Joyce Goldstein. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.